It's no accident of history that Paris displays a type of elegance the whole world admires. Coming up today on Travel with Rick Steves, we'll learn how urban planning as far back as the 1600s fashioned Paris into the world's model for a civilized and welcoming city. And we'll check in with listener tales about visiting Paris a little later in the hour at 877-333-7425. One of the most enjoyable civilizing aspects of European cities is an increase in programs to encourage biking as an alternative to cars. And I'd say the Netherlands is Europe's leader in making cycling an efficient way to get around. In fact, I've found I can usually find my way around Amsterdam faster by renting a bike that I keep fastened to the rack in front of my hotel than by calling a cab. Nika Johnson is of Dutch and American parents, and she guides visitors around the Netherlands. She's back with us now on Travel with Rick Steves to explain how biking is an essential part of the Dutch way of living, and how we visitors can take part in the cycling culture of Amsterdam and Holland. Nika, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Do you own a bike?
I own five.
You own five bikes. I guess there's more bikes than people in the Netherlands.
There are more bikes than people.
What is it about the Netherlands that makes biking just so obvious?
Lack of space. Lack of space to park your cars. It's incredibly expensive to own a car.
So the government has policies that encourage people to bike and discourage them from owning a car?
Definitely.
A lot of times I've been in Amsterdam, a great city, 800,000 people, 700,000 people, something like that. And I'm in a square surrounded by lots of people. And I look around and it's like there's no cars. But then I look around and there must be 200 bikes parked here, stacked there, you know, squeezed in over there. It's amazing. If each one of those bikes were a car, you couldn't get anywhere in Amsterdam. It'd be so congested.
Exactly. There is absolutely nowhere to move around with your cars. In fact, the bicyclers are the king of the roads.
How so?
Even more so than pedestrians.
Really?
The whole cities are designed for bikes.
How would the city be designed for a bike?
Because the roads are so small. Mm-hmm. We call them, basically, the cars have to be a Hot Wheel because they're so little. And there's just nowhere to put a car,
right. Literally. So there's bike paths, there's bike lanes, there's bike traffic signals.
Traffic designs entirely for the bike. So you get to a stoplight and you have a dedicated light specifically for the bike.
It's fun to have a bike and there's no reason a tourist couldn't.
It's nice because you can pull right up to where you're going.
Even if I had a taxi, I might prefer to be on a bike. Once you get the hang of it, zipping around Amsterdam by bike, it's hard to beat it.
Mm-hmm. In fact, most locals detest walking. They prefer to grab their bike because you get there faster and you can pull right up to the front. And you've got your saddlebags, they call it, so you can go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really progressive, like I have, I said five bikes. One of them is called a box feet, which means it's got a box on the front. And I'm probably the most popular person in my neighborhood because I help everyone move.
Oh, so feet is the local word for bicycle.
Fietsen,
And a box feet would be like a pickup truck.
Exactly.
And everything is so small in the Netherlands, so you're a popular person because you've got the bicycle equivalent of a pickup truck.
I'm the pickup truck, Nika, for the neighborhood.
Oh, that's great. We're at 877-333-RICK, and Nika Johnson from Holland is our guest right now as we find out how the Netherlands makes safe bicycle access a priority all across the country. By the way, Nika was on Travel with Rick Steves just a few weeks ago talking about what's new in Amsterdam. If you missed that program, you can listen to it online. Look for it in the August 2014 show archives in the radio section at ricksteves.com. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Yvonne's calling in from Howell in Michigan. Yvonne, thanks for your call.
Hi.
Yeah.
My question is, can you suggest any bike paths, maybe 1-2 hours, for bikers who are not used to traffic? I live in Michigan. There's a lot of woods and snow and fields. So we don't have much traffic where I bike.
So you're concerned about driving amid all of the cars and the trucks and everything.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good question. Nika, if you want a bike without worrying about getting run over by a truck, what's your advice?
Well, the nice thing is that you don't ever have to get on the roads with the cars. There's a bike path designed specifically and only for bicycles. And if you start getting outside of the city center, you will see mopeds that can participate with you on the same bike path, but you can get anywhere between the Low Countries. Literally, you can go to Belgium, you can go to Luxembourg, all by bike path. and never have to get on a main road.
In the big city, you'd be sharing the roads with cars or on the side of
and
the
some
road.
Of them, yeah. Some
but
of the streets
once you
in the
get
old...
In the countryside, it is a parallel system, one for cars and one for bikes.
Exactly.
That's good news, Yvonne.
Well, what about in Amsterdam specifically? Can we find those bike paths in Amsterdam?
It's pretty easy to see which ones actually are the bike paths because typically they're a different color. They tend to be a little bit more red than the streets.
Oh, great.
So, and a lot of times they're actually recessed as well from the sidewalk. Quite often you don't have to actually be on the road with them. Some of the old center, you're more into kind of the medieval heart of Amsterdam, you will be with them, but the cars are pretty...
Cars are used to bicycles. I mean, there's as many bikes as cars on the road.
Exactly. They are very good at maneuvering around you.
Now, there is a little pitfall for Yvonne is that if you're in a pedestrian street, you should be walking your bike. Is that right? Or you can get
Correct.
A ticket. A pretty,
yeah, you
pretty
can get
expensive
a ticket.
Ticket. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's really helpful.
Yvonne, do you have any other concerns about biking?
No, that's great. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your call. Ellie's on the line in New York. Ellie, thanks for your call.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I, you know, ride my bike in New York, and there's, you know, sort of, like, official rules, and then, like, the unwritten rules of, like, riding your bike on the street. And I was wondering what the differences are between, you know, New York and Amsterdam, and if there are any unwritten rules or customs that I should know about.
I don't know, because I've not cycled in New York, but I think I would be more afraid there than in Amsterdam.
One thing, Americans always like to have a helmet when they bike, and a lot of us are shocked when we see people biking without helmets in the Netherlands. What's the take on helmets in Amsterdam?
Easy, there are none, except for the children.
I
think up until the age 7, it's legal. They have to wear it up till age 7,
but
after that, it's your choice.
Generally don't wear helmets.
No adults will.
And then what would be the biggest danger in the city? I think, for me, oncoming trams and silent trolleys and so on, you can be sideswiped by one of those. And also there's tracks everywhere, tram tracks.
Exactly was what I was going to say. The biggest thing you have to work around is the tracks for the trams and the trains.
Because if you hit it at an angle, your tire can fall into that track and then you can flip over on your bike.
Actually, you want to hit it at an angle.
Okay,
you want to kind of come at it almost at a...
At a right angle.
At a
hard angle.
A hard angle.
If you hit it at a soft angle, you can fall into it.
So,
Ali, there's a couple of tips for you. Also, a big deal is theft. I don't know about New York, but in Amsterdam, there are a lot of stolen bikes. Nika, how do you keep your bike from being stolen? I understand that some people have a fancy bike they keep at home and one they take out on the road.
That's part of my 5-bike system. You have your weekend bike. It's usually a little bit more plush. You have gears.
Uh-huh.
It's fancy. It's expensive, but you're never really too far from it. So you can kind of keep an eye on it.
Right.
You have your everyday kind of piece of junk because mm-hmm. you don't want it to be something that is tantalizing to the thieves.
And then you have your box bike.
And then I have my box feet. And then I have a fold-up bike that if you go on the train with a fold-up bike, and I suggest that if you're actually going to see some of the other cities around there, you can take that on the train and you don't have to pay for it.
Now, you can take a full bike on a train, but
you can,
you
but you have
extra?
To pay for that. And quite often it's more expensive than the actual train ticket.
Does that help, Ali?
Yep, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking biking through Amsterdam with Nika Johnson, a local guide who bikes. She's got 5 bikes. That makes the point pretty clearly. Nika, we've talked about the rudiments of biking. Let's actually do some sightseeing. Let's say you and I were to meet in front of the main train station in Amsterdam, and we have 3 hours to bike around the town.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you take me?
Well, I would take you on probably the outside. It's called the Single Gracht, mm-hmm. or the Single Canal, and it's the outside because it's very easy to navigate for a newbie, if you will. And we can head all the way out and go to the Museumplein, where all the museums are. And you can lock up your bike there. And everything has been redone there. All the 3 major museums have been restored.
On the way, you'd pass Vondel Park.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of times there's... That's a great place to bike.
Oh.
In the Central Park of Amsterdam.
And it is an absolutely amazing place to go if you want to people watch. And so everyone will go there. And if it's a sunny day, you can pretty much guarantee that nobody's working.
Yeah.
I
feel like a kid on a sunny summer day with a bicycle in Vondel Park. And you've got these paved lanes and
mm-hmm.
you can just have a beautiful time there. Also, one of the most charming parts of Amsterdam is a district, sort of the quintessential photogenic district, the Jordaan. And you can park your bike on the top of the little bridges for
mm-hmm.
the views. It's just delightful.
Exactly. Yeah, anytime you're going over, we call that, that's the only nosebleed area there is because you're actually getting to sea level when you go up over the canals. But there are also wonderful places to actually stop and take a picture down the canals. And there are some that you can actually see four or five canals.
We've done our tour of Amsterdam now, and I'm ready for a little fresh air, a little break from the intensity. At the train station, we can hop on a boat, a ferry, and head north. Let's finish off this little discussion about biking in Amsterdam. Tell me what happens when I head north from Amsterdam. How can I get a nice dose of the countryside?
Very quickly. It's amazing how concentrated Amsterdam is. And as soon as you get on that ferry and you go over to the north side, it very quickly, within a couple of kilometers, you're already in the countryside. And of course, you have your dedicated path. So if you really just want to go and let the wind blow through your hair and smell that, as my father would say, the cows, smells like money. That's where our cheese is being made. So you can even pop into, there's little hoves, that we call it, farms, that you can actually go in and buy things. They'll have things sitting out on the side of the street saying, come in, buy eggs and your cheese.
Fresh farm produce.
Fresh farm produce.
Just
that's where we go.
15, 20-minute bike ride north of Amsterdam.
If that.
Just hearing you describe that, I can almost feel the jostle as everybody's getting on that ramshackle ferry, and all the bikers are piling on. It's free. The ferries just go constantly.
It's all free for cyclers.
And you roll off at the ferry on the other side, and within 10, 15 minutes, you can smell the money, all those cows. This is the good life. On a bike, enjoying the herring, the dairy.
The dairy.
The art, the history, the people, the good life. Nika Johnson, thank you so much for giving us a little inside track on a bike to enjoying Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Whether you're dreaming about visiting Paris for the first time or you've been there many times already, it's no accident that Paris makes quite an impression on its visitors. Up next, we'll find out how the modern city was essentially invented by France's 17th century rulers who wanted to make Paris a model for civilization. And we'll check in with listeners for your impressions of Paris at 877-333-7425. It's Travel with Rick Steves.